Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The second baseman, Brian Little. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mark Rial. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Britt Burns. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting eighth. The DH, Barbaro Garby. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Walt Terrell. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little takes first base on ball four. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Little moves to second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Walker reaches second base with a double. Little scores. Baines goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble takes first base on ball four. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Rial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rial hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walker scores. Gamble moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish takes first base on ball four. Gibson moves to second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Little takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Brookins reaches second base with a double. Garby moves to third. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Little settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gamble strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up towards first. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a line drive into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Rial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rial is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rial hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans juggles the ball. That's an error on Evans. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett is hit by the pitch. Rial moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen bunts towards the mound. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Rial moves to third. Hewlett moves to second. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans juggles the ball. That's an error on Evans. Rial scores. Hewlett moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, White Sox. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Little hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to second. Two outs. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Garby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gamble hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brookins takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brookins moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brookins moves to third. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brookins tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Parrish hits a pop-up towards short. Gielen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Rial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rial is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rial strikes out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hewlett strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillon is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillon hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive towards short. Dillon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans is called out on strikes. Two outs. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Garby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Garby reaches second base with a double. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brookins hits a line drive into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Little strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Rial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mark Rial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rial is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rial hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. the Tigers will come to bat. Bob James now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Parrish is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Herndon bunts towards third. Hewlett can't make a play. That's a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Little settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hewlett is hit by the pitch. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen bunts towards the mound. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Hewlett moves to second. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Law hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Terrell covering, for the out. Hewlett moves to third. Two outs. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Brian Little. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hewlett scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Julio Cruz pinch runs for Jerry Hairston. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Bergman pinch hits for Barbaro Garby. Julio Cruz now playing second base. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett juggles the ball. That's an error on Hewlett. Bergman moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bergman moves to third. Brookins moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bergman scores. Brookins moves to third. Whitaker moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brookins scores. Whitaker scores. Trammell moves to second. It's White Sox, 5, Tigers, 5. Dan Spillner now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Parrish bunts towards the mound. Spillner juggles the ball. That's an error on Spillner. Trammell moves to third. Gibson moves to second. Luis Salazar now playing center field. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Herndon is called out on strikes. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Trammell scores. Gibson moves to third. Parrish moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.